Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 90.1 FM Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Star.
And I am DJ Coco. Thank you so much for being here. And the last couple songs you just heard was You and Me by Charlotte Cornfield from our album Could Have Done Anything. And the one right before that was In the Garden by The Caves. So, yeah. Yeah,
hope you guys liked those. Mm-hmm. We are feeling pretty good in these... during these past few days because school is finally over, no more exam stress, so we have had a lot more time to focus on creative outlets, which normally are kind of put on a back burner for me, at least when I'm like doing, studying for exams, writing essays. I'm like, I don't really have time to draw a little doodle right now, you know? So yeah, we just want to talk a little bit about that's been getting back into it.
Stella, what are your two creative outlets?
Okay, just for, okay, my two main ones recently that I've just been like, okay, going full bore, like I have started writing stories a little bit more.
Okay.
I used to do that a lot when I was younger, so I was like, okay, I need to return to my roots and what I like to do.
Yeah, and what kind? What kind of stories?
They're just like, I take inspiration from real life a bit. Like they're nonfiction, but there's not a specific genre. I'm just kind of writing, like, just like the page, whatever I feel, like it kind of just represents my emotions, but with somebody else as like the person who
is
feeling them. And then I also have been getting into like drawing landscapes just to like be a bit more in the moment. I've been trying to do that a lot more instead of being on social media or my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go somewhere to like a park or something. It's like, sit down. I don't even listen to music. I just listen to chirping, people talking, and I just sit down and like draw what I see, and it takes a long time. Like, it's been testing my patience, actually.
How many landscapes do you have? Do you have like a little scrapbook?
I have like three so far.
Okay, nice.
But just since like school's been done.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting those. How about you, DJ Coco?
DJ Coco. Let's see. What are my hobbies, or what are my creative outlets? I think definitely one, I'd say poetry writing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get more into reading poetry to improve on my writing, but I feel like it's definitely a good relief to get my thoughts onto paper.
Definitely.
And it feels like my brain's kind of scrambled and I have like a bunch of words in my head and I just want to get them out, and it feels like I can organize them if I put them onto a page and write them in a way that's aesthetically pleasing to me, I guess. And it's nice because there's nothing to be published, there's nothing to be submitted, so I can just do it and just
like
enjoy.
Nobody is gonna judge you, like, except for you, and I will judge myself sometimes, but most of the time it's just like me, the page, we're just kind of having a little relationship right there. But it feels a little more freeing to just write something.
That's so great about creative outlets and hobbies in general, is that you don't have to be good at them.
No,
I think
exactly.
That's awesome.
And that used to hold me back for a while. I was like, oh, I can't. Like, I'm not good at drawing. I'm not good at writing. I was like, okay, it doesn't even matter. Like, I'm not gonna pursue this necessarily as like, you know, a career. So why am I not allowing myself to do this?
Yeah, exactly. Just do it for fun. So, and a second creative outlet of mine, I think, I'm not sure if this really counts, but I really like playing piano.
No, that counts.
Because the thing is, I just like reading the sheet music. It's not like I'm improvising on my own as much. But yeah, I just definitely like sitting and de-stressing, just playing out some tunes if I can, and just practicing chords. And I feel like that's kind of more of a creative outlet, I guess, being musical in that sense. But it's so nice.
It lets out some emotions too.
Yeah.
Like, I know people who play musical instruments, like they'll just like, sheet music or not, like they'll just play it out. Like, my dad plays a guitar and I can hear him every day just twanging that thing, like going off. Like, okay,
twanging
that's
that
nice.
Thing.
Yeah, it's definitely, I want to learn how to play more instruments for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that creative outlets, so for all of you out there as well. So definitely keep on going with any creative outlets you have, or try to get into some, because it plays a really important life, I think, in just acknowledging your emotions and your experiences, and you just give them very tangible existence. Seems kind of kind of philosophical here, but it makes them easier to process. So that's for me, for poetry writing. It feels like you can really just get in tune with yourself and actually see it onto the page.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're not doing something creative, like there's you still have that energy inside of you that needs to get out in some way, and maybe it might not come out in the healthiest ways if you're denying yourself doing something creative, because everyone can do something creative. It just depends on, you know, what specific thing. Mm-hmm. But it definitely is a very useful tool, I think.
Yeah.
And I think in the future I want to make more time for being creative during school too. Like, I can't just be like, okay, summertime, it's time to do everything. And then when school comes, like, okay,
get rid of it all.
I had that in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And creative outlets, it doesn't even have to be the stereotypical, like, making art or like a clay sculpt or something like that. But you can do even, I think, baking. I feel like cooking and baking is
definitely cooking too.
Creative outlet.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. And yeah, just a super important thing I want to emphasize one more time is that you don't have to be good at it. Like, you really don't have to be good at it. If you like it, even just like it a little bit, the more you do it, the better you'll get. And then it just is like, you know, a cycle where you just keep improving and keep enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so
pretty positive.
Get back into those outlets right now.
But yeah, now we all have a bit more, or all of us university students, depending on if you're taking summer courses or not, have a bit more free time.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
I am taking a couple,
but I will be procrastinating.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
And doing some piano. So, but yeah. Okay, so I think that's enough of us for now. We are going to jump back into the music again. So, DJ Star, do you want to introduce the next one for us?
Yes, the next one is Vasectomia by DVTR, and we've played them before. I really love their EP, Bonjour. They're from Montreal, obviously. A bit of punk, and yeah, please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Yeah.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Welcome.
We'll hop and go.
This is
take two.
Yeah, take two. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. And the song you heard right before that Renaissance Coffee PSA was Allen Street by Pretty Sick. And I really like her as an artist. She's super good. You guys should check her out if you haven't already heard of her before. And before that was The Bug by Crumb. And they're actually releasing a new album soon. So I think that was one of the singles from their new album.
Yeah, awesome. But yeah, we just wanted to come back, give up some of the songs that we just played and say our goodbyes for today.
Being super prepared. Like
super
always.
Prepared. But yeah, the next show up will be Revolution Rock at 7 p.m.
Yep.
And we thank you so much for being here for our first ever slumber party official time slot. So
you guys listening, tuning in right now, are the original slumber party fans. I guess if we ever go global, you'll know you were tuning in for the first
hit the billboards. Vietnam, Germany, we got all the countries, but yeah. For now,
maybe in the future, we'll see.
Yeah, for now we're just a little campus radio, but thank you so much again for being here.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to what we have to say and what we have to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're the reason why we can even talk on the radio and we're not even talking to the void or anything like that.
We do talk to the void sometimes, but it is nice to talk to, you know, all you guys out there.
Yes. But yeah, so I think we're just going to go back into the last couple songs. So the next one you'll be hearing is Twist by Bar Italia.
Ooh, get Bar some Italia.
Italia. Mm-hmm. And I think they're...
Yeah, we'll be here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
So
yes, forgot to mention that. But yeah, thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
For herself, I won't.
see you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.